Thank you. That was great, Valerie. Very beautiful. Great to be here at Historic Hemingway's. 40 years plus this series, right? The first poem in Patricia Dobler's collected poems is called January. It's an elegiac poem meditating on the death of her mother. The last line in the poem invokes Wolf Moon. My poem, inspired by hers, is called What to Dora Lee is the 4th of July? Its moon is thunder. What to Dora Lee is the 4th of July? That Connor's riding his motorized bike through my yard again. I'm cartoon coyote blasting Acme TNT. Neighbor kids rip and run tag, kickball, water slide. Jedediah straightens his arms like wings, sings, I fly, I fly. Three nieces, 10, 8, and 6, braids wrapped in beads and barrettes, play, go to jail, press their faces through the deck rails, jump up and down in the grass, lighting their new pink and sparkle tennis shoes. Like Giovanni's Knoxville, Tennessee, and okra, and greens, and cabbage. I eat too much grilled Polish sausage, southern fried chicken, potato salad, macaroni and cheese. Night drums fire kaleidoscopes, signal the coming thunder moon, her relentless eye. When I wrote The Revolution Will Be, I was reading the feminist and lesbian poet Pat Parker. Sister Love, The Letters of Audre Lorde and Pat Parker, 1974 to 1989, was published last year. The Revolution Will Be, after Pat Parker's Where Will You Be? The revolution will be televised, subsidized, and homogenized, brought to you by Google, YouTube, and Facebook. The revolution will come in a business suit, sit in your living room. The revolution will seize children from their parents, hold them in tents and cages, subdue them with prison camp protocols and psychotropic drugs. The revolution will wear many faces. They will come in robes to rehabilitate and white coats to subjugate. There will be no hiding place, no border, no wall, no enclave, no country. When the revolution slouches like a beast branded in prophecy 666, a number run by the biggest gangster class of all mysteries, the people will worship it. This spring, New York City issued guidelines banning discrimination based on hairstyle, a theme taken up in this poem, trending this fall. Trending this fall, I schlep my late model Dell to Munhall once a week to meet a group of adolescent girls who call themselves the Spice Riders. Reading Lawrence's What's Your Hair Like After You Wash It, Millicent said, my hair's not nappy. When I say, I mean after you wash it, she says, my hair's not nappy. Today, a girl at Pretoria High School for Girls is threatened with suspension. Her hair, uncontrollable. Her mother, Zulu. Her father, Indian. Her hair, uncontrollable. Her words, uncontrollable. Her protest, uncontrollable. U.S. courts side with an employer, catastrophe management, over an applicant, Chastity Jones. Locks can get messy. Trending this fall, wild women sport the buzz cut. Orange is the color of Talking Head souffle. Do you think I'm a nasty girl? Pussy Riot releases XXX, a cut. Make America great again. Mother's Day is Sunday, and my mother, my late mother-in-law, and my late sister are all named Julia. So Julia is a name that comes up a lot in my writing. Julia. At 5 o'clock, the attorney across the street runs her 3K addiction every morning, regular as my first cup of coffee. I can't help but think of you, Julia, the way you filled that blue velour tracksuit, how we rail-thin siblings used to call you Piggy. Still, you were the one of us who wouldn't sit on the bench at swimming class, who didn't lie and say you had your period. You weren't afraid to let the water and the chlorine take the straight back from the straightening comb. You didn't run from your curvy hips or your nappy hair, even then in the years when we'd heat the hot comb on the gas stove's burner, moisten our bushy hair in pomade, singe it straight. The lift of my breast in the cheap training bra slowed me the last time I ran a 5-yard dash in the high school gym as I slumped my shoulders to hide from them. This poem is called Stealing, after a Carol Ann Duffy poem of the same name. Stealing. Sometimes I steal things I don't need. Clippings of house plants from a windowsill, captured in styrofoam cups of water. They never sprouted. The prettiest thing I ever stole, a silk scarf, afternoon in its image. The petite embroidered figure, totemic, stands on a footbridge over a stream, holds a parasol. Better the delicious peach crepe cover my breast than gathered dust in a drawer. Julia can't wear it anymore. On my 40th birthday, she gave me a print. Nibbles of sun bounce in the snow. Women in hats and long skirts skate hand in hand on a pond. Thank you. And this is the last poem I'm reading, and it's called This Poem. Mary Ramey sits sideways in cane-backed chair, holds a silk poppy orange Corolla. The linen dress falls to black Mary Jane's thick stockings. So pale, the bleached skin frames her hazel eyes, straightened hair, a mask, palimpsest of face for the portrait. I never knew her, this woman, my grandmother, who appeared in the expansive white kitchen at 5 o'clock in the morning, covering rising rolls with tea towels. I didn't know the woman who served the full Southern breakfast at 6 o'clock a.m., grits, hot bread, Cairo syrup for dipping. Sunday prayers, hand raised in worship, the sole sign of a private life I saw, except the way she called her husband Bear. She disapproved my betrayal, this poem. Thank you. I have to end. Thank you. Okay. And now I'm pleased to introduce Danielle Buccelli.